Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ever been into Wild Grapes? Have and I'm not bragging, and I'm not apologizing. I'm just confessing, admitting context. I don't know. Have you ever been to Wild Grapes, John?
Yes, they've had several country concerts there.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. It's not that I haven't been avoiding it. I've also had no reason to go. Oh no,
Wait a second.
I'm trying to think if maybe we went there one time. Do they serve lunch, like wings and stuff? Is it food? I think I'm thinking of the wrong place.
I've never been for lunch.
Yeah, I think I've never been. Okay. And now, well, Greg's is a place where people go to have fun, be rowdy, right?
Right.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great music.
To drink a beer or two or eight and just to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes too much of a good time, apparently. According to Jim Little at the PNJ, Navy and Marine service members are no longer allowed to patronize, not to make fun of, but to patronize and to go as customers, Wild Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola. NAS-based commander, Captain Chandra Mamasan Newman, designated Wild Greg's Saloon and also a Gulf Beach Highway convenience store known as Faro Grocery, as off-limits to all military service members assigned to NAS Pensacola. As of last week, the designation was going to be distributed to all Navy installations in the southeast United States. So everywhere in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, you know, South Carolina, I guess.
Wow.
Everybody everywhere. I don't know, Texas. Don't come to Wild Greg's in Pensacola.
Wow.
Yeah. You might ask why. Good
yes.
question. Again, from the story, Jim does such a good job. The decision was made after a unanimous vote of the base's Armed Forces Disciplinary Control Board, or AFDCB. I don't think that's an acronym anybody uses. The board found numerous cases alleging underage drinking. Okay. Side note. I think there's a lot of 20 and 30 year marriages that started with underage drinking by military members in Pensacola. Just
saying.
I'm not advocating. It's a serious problem. But also, let's tell the whole story. What is it? Thursdays at Seville? Is that the night? I think it's Thursdays, isn't it, Seville? Where sometimes. Anyway, back to our current story. The board found numerous cases involving alleging underage drinking, cocaine,
whoa,
tone change, and other drugs being distributed. I'm guessing not aspirin.
Tylenol.
Okay.
Yeah.
With service members gaining access to the drugs, witnesses seeing multiple people. Summer, kids aren't in school, but if you've got kids in the car, this might not be the story for them. Okay, I mean, I've already mentioned cocaine, sorry for the no warning. Other drugs being distributed with service members gaining access to the drugs, witnesses seeing multiple people use drugs in bathroom stalls, fake or altered IDs being accepted, and sex acts in bathrooms.
I'm speechless.
I
missed all that. I'm sorry,
when you would
I missed
go to the,
all that.
The country concert, that wasn't.
No.
You weren't getting coked up and.
No, I missed all that.
Fiddled with in. The fiddles were on stage, not in the bathroom. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, there's fiddling, I guess, is the better
joke. I like that. That was good. No, that was really good.
Anyway, she says that she told Pensacola about the decision July 30th in an email. And says, Wild Greg's has a reputation, okay, TNJ writes, for rowdiness and aggressive staff. They've had incidents in the past. Faro Grocery on Gulf Beach Highway blacklisted for selling alcohol to underage service members and employees selling illicit drugs, as in other things. Again, probably not aspirin. From behind the counter to service members, she said that Mojo's also was sent a warning letter over the state of sale of huffing gas. And I just don't get involved in enough of this stuff to be familiar. And other mind-altering substances. She writes, quote, "Our intent is not to do harm to local businesses, and we want healthy, positive relationships with our community. We ask local businesses help us help sailors make responsible decisions, mitigate risks, have fun, and ultimately protect our military readiness through active mitigations when our concerns are voiced." Amen. You can't argue with that. And why would you want to? What's wrong with you? She also said the Navy had provided warnings to both businesses in January. So they've had a six-month probationary period. She had met with Wild Greg's owner, Greg Urban, in April. Neither business, that's Farrow's or Wild Greg, had addressed the military's concerns. Quote, "We will continue to review these two establishments every quarter until we have a reasonable try-then-trust standard we can expect them to support." Show. Don't just say. And eventually, if they show enough, then we'll trust. And then if the problems come back, right? PNJ asked Wild Greg's for comment. Nobody immediately available, except they're like, "Thanks for the best ad ever for our place." I mean, but wow. DC Reeves commentary. Actually, we'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90, 98, Highway 29, all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. DC Reeves asked for comment, told the PNJ he was disappointed Wild Greg's continues to threaten the safety and well-being of our community. We hope that this action by our local military officials, action we completely support, leads to operational change that prioritizes our community, our law enforcement officers, and our downtown patrons. We have many quality establishments in Pensacola where our residents and visitors can have a good time and do it lawfully and safely. These types of consistent issues reaching this point cannot and should not be tolerated. Look at him sounding like an adult.
I know. That's why I was like, wow, we need to give him a couple extra cookies, chocolate chip.
And, you know, this doesn't come from some prude. I mean, he used to own the bar, you know, Perfect Plain. So, you know, he knows. 437-1620, getting a fair number of texts in here. Somebody says, Dallas says, it sounds like the 80s. You know, back when cocaine was cool. Let's see, a long time ago, and it never really was. Somebody says, but also, you know, not just underage drinking, but sex acts in the bathrooms is how some marriages start. Yikes.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
The fiddles run stage with a bunch of laughing.
That was good, man. I'm going to give you props.
They take their name seriously. Wild Greg's. All right. Somebody else says they're put on double secret probation now. Somebody says we need more churches on Palafox. That's, you know, there are a number of very high profile churches on Palafox, right? Been there for forever. Sounds like the military had a lot of patience for Wild Greg's. I applaud them. On a side note, I always felt that if you were allowed to serve your country, you'd be allowed to have an alcoholic beverage. That's the 1821 distinction. And look, this periodically comes up as a subject, right? We periodically find out that I'm trying to remember the last time this was. It wasn't an in-town place. It was I thought it had to do with alcohol being sold at the on the base or near the base. Like packaged alcohol. So, you know, look, you have young kids who are away from home for the first time ever. They're all amped up on being in the military, and they want to go out and have fun. And, you know, they may need chaperones, or they may need restrictions, or they may need guidance, or they may get into trouble. Or, you know, and it's funny to sort of wink and nod and laugh and make the jokes, and okay, I will. But also, you know, why are they here? Well, they're here to get trained so they can go off and fight war and protect us from our enemies and discourage bad behavior by the Chinese. And is doing coke in the bathroom at Wild Greg's conducive to that? Well, the answer is no. The answer is really strongly no. Again, the allegations are. So, yeah, it's an adult decision. And I'm sure Mama-san is a good leader, knows like anybody else that people want to have fun and they want to blow off steam and they want to relax and they want to love Pensacola and they want to come back here later on in life. But they also need to be kept out of trouble, kept out of jail, kept out of financial burdens, all of the things that young people run into. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're looking at the, I'm looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we've got, you know, weather around the area today. It's mostly dry in central Escambia County and Santa Rosa County right now, but there's a storm that's just about arriving on the beach. It doesn't look like that bad of a storm, but there's been some thunder and lightning in this thing, and so just kind of be aware that throughout the day today, it's probably, you know, I'm not sure you need to get out your galoshes if anybody even owns them under the age of 80, but if you...
I hadn't heard that word in years.
Well, there's another word we're not going to say. I know.
I know.
You're slickers, but that's not the word either. All right. Well, on that wonderful, uplifting, outstanding, award-winning moment in talk radio note, we'll just take a break. I'm Andrew McKay.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Penair Credit Union's high yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Yo, man, you ever get the feeling you was being watched?
All right, so I just had a really interesting call from somebody who is a patron at Wild Greg's, and basically said, didn't want to go on the air, and basically said, look, it very much depends on when you go. I said that Thursday night, which is, I guess, line dancing teaching night,
right,
is, you know, very calm and normal, and actually it's kind of sad because that would be a loss of an opportunity to do something very cool. He said Friday and Saturday when he's been there late, it's really bad. It's like he doesn't go. And so he agrees with the decision, thinks it very much depends on which day you're talking about. But, you know, that was his observation. And also, you know, he hasn't seen any of the horrible, horrible stuff. And he sees, like, at concerts, there's a really hefty enforcement of underage drinking.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Which is understandable. But, you know, he says also he's more likely to have been there when there isn't the awful stuff going on, and so less likely to have seen it because he's there at that time. So that's kind of a, you know, since I've never been.
But like
I know
I've
where
said,
I'm going at 1 a.m. this weekend. No,
uh-oh.
No,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
no,
Andrew.
Definitely not.
We'll see you line dance.
If you missed the story, NES Pensacola, Mama-san, has now banned anybody, any folks from the Navy and the Marines from going to Wild Greg's because they have a pattern of bad behavior, drug use, underage drinking, and, well, what did we say? Fiddling that wasn't on stage but was in the bathroom stalls.
Exactly.
Okay. So anyway, all of which is bad for our young sailors and Marines. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Ready for this,
sorry
ready for this news headline.
Did I hear you laughing over there?
No, okay, I would never.
Definitely.
No, I have no sense of humor.
Serious
here.
News fan.
The We've Boeing learned. Machinist strike is now in day two, Andrew. Neither side is ready to resume negotiations. The machinist union says there's no talks currently scheduled between Boeing and the union, which represents about 3,000 workers at facilities in the St. Louis area. A lawsuit's been filed against Roblox in connection with the kidnapping and sexual abuse of a 13-year-old Iowa girl. The lawsuit alleges that Roblox enabled the girl's exploitation by failing to implement adequate safety measures on its platform. And the government's strategy to protect cattle and scare off predatory wolves is evolving. The Wall Street Journal out with a report on this from the Department of Agriculture. They have now started using a recording of actors Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver screaming at each other in Marriage Story to frighten wolves across the West. The USDA is using drones with speakers to blast the scene, as well as sounds of fireworks, gunshots, and AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
There's nothing like a good marriage drama scene to scare off the wolves.
It's true.
At volume, right. All right.
I don't know what it'll do for the wolves, but
right.
A lot of men will be running, that's for sure.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's
I feel
right.
like there's a Wild Greg's joke in there somehow, and I'm not catching it. So, you know, if you think of it, make it. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
All right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seeing some minor delays right now on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 10 Mile Road. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Maybe they should play that marital argument inside the bathrooms. Just scare off the wolves.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Somebody says, so Andrew, are you saying that Wild Greg should be handing out galoshes, let's say, at the door? or dispense them from inside the bathroom? Stop it. Y'all are killing me. Y'all are killing me. Oh, my goodness. I actually had a real news story. I mean, that's a real news story, but I had other ones. No. That's all too serious. Yes. I don't want to. Oh, did you see that the State Department is now going to require, like, surety bonds of people who come to the United States on certain visas?
No.
Yeah, there's two stories here.
Okay.
One story is that we're going to start charging, like, a door admission to the U.S., like $250 just to come here. Like a vacation fee.
Do we get that back?
No, we just keep it.
Oh.
I mean, we keep it. The government
right.
keeps it. The German doesn't keep it. The German pays $250 to get in the door. Is kind of
so a cover charge.
Exactly. There's a cover charge at the United States now, or soon to be. The other story is that the State Department is now going to be implementing $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000 bonds that people have to put up if they come here on visas from certain countries. They haven't specified which countries. It's a 12-month visa bond pilot program. And the idea is that these are countries that have problems with either validating, verifying, record keeping, or people overstaying. And so the theory, it's kind of like a, you know, you put up a bail bond to get somebody out of jail on the premise that you want your money back and so they'll show up for court. The same idea here is that you put up $10,000 or $15,000 on the premise that you want your money back, and so you'll not overstay your visa. You'll come in, stay, work, and then leave at the proper time. And if you leave, you get your money back. And if you don't leave, well, the government gets your money. Now, there's been some concern that this would harm, you know, people coming here, that it would the $250 would, which they're calling a visa integrity fee, okay. Which if you think of it as a penalty, it's one thing, but if you think of it as a cost of doing business to validate, you know, for example, border control, ICE, the money that's spent on making sure that people come here from other countries, it sort of makes sense. You know, it's sort of a user fee. But, you know, will this cut down on tourism? Will this harm the tourism economy, which is what, $200 billion a year in the United States? I mean, and we in Florida are well aware it's a very important part of our economy. So, like many things that are innovative that the Trump administration does, I think you have to kind of say, well, time will tell. Time will tell whether it holds up to legal scrutiny. Because, by the way, theoretically, if you can put a $15,000 bond, is there any limit to how much bond you could charge? I mean, could he make it a $1 billion bond? Remember, because Trump has in the past banned people from coming here from certain countries, and then that gets challenged legally. It's, you know, a bond that's high enough is an in-practice travel ban, or a bond that's low enough turns a travel ban into a travel, you know, discouragement, right? Okay, so, I don't know how this is going to pan out. It's an interesting thing. I've never heard of this before. I don't know whether $250 matters a whole lot to the average Italian who wants to come to America on holiday. That's what they call it. Or, you know, not. And I don't know whether $10,000 or $15,000 for somebody coming here on a visa from, say, Uganda or, you know, Somalia, whether that's going to matter much to them or not.
Or countries doing it back to us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what sort of reciprocity would be involved in them if we want to go, you know, how would you feel if you had to go to the UK and pay $250 just to get in the door? And what about every single country in Europe? Well, EU might be a whole collective, but you kind of get the point.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordering the arrest of more than 50 Democratic state lawmakers who fled the state to block a vote on new congressional maps.
The redistricting effort done at President Trump's urging could net Republicans up to 5 seats. Now, Democratic governors like New York Governor Kathy Hochul and California Governor Gavin Newsom are threatening to redraw their own state congressional lines if Republicans in Texas move forward with their plans.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. The DOJ is launching a grand jury investigation into Russiagate following a criminal referral from DNI Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard declassified intelligence material last month, accusing former President Obama and top administration officials of trying to undermine President Trump's 2016 election win by manipulating intelligence assessments about Russian election interference.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees. It is cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Work has started on dismantling the historic SS United States in Mobile. The ship's forward funnels have been removed. The crews are currently now moving on to the crow's nest. And the removed pieces will be preserved. The SS United States Conservancy is hoping to be able to incorporate those pieces into a museum of some sort. Once that ship is prepared, it'll be sunk off the Destin coast, become the world's new largest artificial reef. A sentry man is dead after a crash with a semi-truck near Atmore. That happened last Friday on Alabama 21, right around mile marker 16. That's just about 10 miles north of Atmore. Officials say 61-year-old Charles Cooper crashed his vehicle into a semi-truck driven by a J-man. Alabama troopers say that that Cooper was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. He died at the scene. Now, members of the U.S. Navy and Marines are no longer allowed to patronize two local businesses. NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Chandra Mamasan Newman banning sailors and Marines from Wild Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola and the Faro Store on Gulf Beach Highway. Base leaders finalized that decision after a vote from the base's Armed Forces Disciplinary Control Board, which cited numerous cases alleging underage drinking, drugs being distributed, and illicit sex acts at the bar. The board said there were instances of service members obtaining drugs at both of those locations. Local law enforcement officials say that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, are trying to poach their employees. This comes after several local sheriffs have signed 287G agreements to partner with federal agents in federal immigration operations. In Santa Rosa County, about 30 deputies have taken special training.
I sent out an email to these guys saying, come work for us. Work for an agency with integrity, and we'll pay you $50,000 bonus. That's what they did. Sent
wow.
to all the deputies, 287 qualified, in the state of Florida.
So they used it as a recruiting tool for them?
Yes. After we stepped up and said, we will help you after they...
Johnson was on Pensacola's Morning News yesterday, where he discussed that issue. There's no word on whether any deputies have decided to leave and join the federal agency.
Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office has awarded the Civilian Service Medal to a local cafeteria worker at St. John the Evangelist School. Sydney Murphy, she was awarded that medal for helping a student that was choking. Murphy reportedly performed the Heimlich maneuver, was able to clear that student's airway. Congratulations going out to her. It is 6:34, almost 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see some delays on 9 Mile westbound as you approach the I-10 entrance there going westbound. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
And thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have more scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain, high near 87. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high near 89. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 75 degrees across the area with cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump will join CNBC's Squawk Box this morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for a wide-ranging conversation on the economy and the state of the U.S. Trump's interview comes as the administration juggles a slew of tariff negotiations, as well as new U.S. jobs data that prompted the president to dismiss the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Pfizer has hiked its full-year adjusted profit guidance on its cost cuts and strong business performance this year. The company also reported second quarter results that topped Wall Street's estimates for the period. Makeup brand Youthphoria has announced it is shutting down. Founder Fiona Chan said that Youthphoria will hold a final closing sale with all products marked down 50%. Chan did not specify why the company was closing, but reiterated that it was a difficult decision. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 585, the NASDAQ up 403, the S&P 500 up 91. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to support this. I'm not saying I'm for a tax increase.
I've got to go back and face one of the most conservative districts in this county and tell them why I voted to raise taxes. And I'm going to tell them this. I did it for the children. Yeah.
Well, right now we don't have any other choice, I believe, other than do what's best for our students. And if we're not man enough to do that right now, then we probably shouldn't be in this position.
I've had the emails, I've had the phone calls, I've had the text messages, people saying, cut the fat. There is no fat.
There is no fat. According to school board member Paul Fetzko, before that you had Tom Harrell and David Williams and Carissa Bergosh, four of the board members who voted for the half mil capital outlay tax increase, the half mil, and then Kevin Adams voted against it. Joining us now, someone who has thoughts on the matter, as you all well know, it's been widely reported, Michelle Salzman, our great state representative from District 1. That's the northern, I don't know, three quarters or so of Escambia County and some below the I-10 line as well, including me. I live in her district. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you had some thoughts about this school district increasing the millage, increasing property taxes in an environment where the governor is basically almost promising, but at least, you know, hoping to get rid of property taxes. What your thoughts?
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts. My first thought is, hello? Are you in the society that everybody else is in? Do you listen to your neighbors? Are you watching the news? Are you listening to the messaging? I mean, first of all, I love our elected officials, all of them. I stay out of the local business. People call me all the time. I need you to go do this to them and go do this to this commissioner and this and that. You need to call the I mean, it's always, people are always asking me to put my nose where it doesn't belong. And because it doesn't belong there, I mean, truthfully, right. We're all constitutional officers. They all deserve the respect. I mean, they have that title. They earned it. And the people put them there. So, but this case is different. It's totally different. Why is it different, Andrew? Because this has been the point of contention, the number one topic for the state of Florida. And even President Trump has talked about how can he do that at the national level? We are all talking about either greatly decreasing property taxes or getting rid of them altogether. Right. I mean, it's literally, we're fighting over it. The governor's fighting because we're not doing it fast enough. And the people are mad because they don't know if we're really going to do it. And I mean, it's always, I was just at, during the time when they made the vote, I was down south at a Republican Party of Florida quarterly meeting, and we had Susie Wiles and all of the, everybody was there, and everybody was talking about property tax reduction or getting rid of it. I'm on the stage, and the number one thing they're telling me is, you better keep your word and lower property taxes. I come off the stage, and I'm standing in the back room, in the green room, with all of my friends, and we're all talking about it, and then I'm just scrolling on Twitter, and then I see North Escambia's article, Escambia County School Board votes to increase property taxes. I just turn it around, and I just showed it to Blaze. And James, and I was like, I told you.
Blaze and Goldie and James Uthmeyer, just for reference. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Just so people don't. Go ahead.
I told you they lost their mind. And Blaze was like, hold my beer, bro. So then Blaze retweets it and he says something. And I was like, oh man, now I have to, I can't not say something because now it's like got hundreds of retweets. Everybody's jumping all over it. And it almost looks like I'm complacent. So I just did a Facebook status because I didn't want to be all official about it. But at the same time, if the people wanted to know, what does Michelle think about, you know, Blaze's tweet? What does Michelle think about the property tax increase? I needed them to know where I stood on it. And so, and having those conversations in the back in the green room, truthfully, most of the magic happens in a few minutes in Tallahassee. You know, you do a lot of massaging and working on topics, but there's usually a crescendo somewhere where everybody's sitting together and somebody says, I'm going to do it. And then that's the end of it. We're all doing it. And we were just back there talking about the different things. You know, our school district has two special taxes that most school districts don't even have one of. So while every school district in Florida is experiencing this decrease in enrollment,
right,
every district in Florida doesn't have the Children's Trust to supplement some of these soft dollars, like for mental health and things like that, or for the community school. And they certainly don't have the halfpenny sales tax that's actually used for infrastructure only. So you have your one district of, I don't even know of, but a couple in the state that have this special tax for your infrastructure.
And yeah, it was just a handful of them. And I know the school board made a big deal out of everybody's got a $1.5 million except for the counties that can't do it. And we're raising it back to what it used to be. But also those counties don't have the local option sales tax, right? So, you know,
they don't.
You want both of those and the Escambia Children's Trust tax, which is, of course, something we voted on, but that's another tax as well, as you say, indirect, that's this whole thing. Hey,
yes.
Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Michelle Salzman, our state representative for District 1. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, Michelle, sometimes, you know, I hate property taxes. I mean, philosophically, I hate them. I hate paying them. Just all of it. I would much rather pay in other ways. But sometimes I even have the limitation for me is I can too easily see everybody's point of view. And so it gets me sometimes where I don't have that instinctive, oh, my God, kind of reaction the way you did. But your reaction was not only just, oh, my God, Blaze and, you know, James Uthmeyer, did you see this? But now you're calling for a DOGE investigation in Florida of Escambia County, not just for this, but in general, right?
Oh, let's go. So I had a couple of commissioners come to me and say, I'd love to see this happen. And, you know, I was like, oh, really? Okay, well, I'll make sure that we're in the line. And, you know, Blaze and I have been friends since the moment I was elected. I ran into him and he was high energy, very much unpolished and just a bulldog. And I'm like, I see this guy moving around, and he's a leader in the house. And but I'm like, that guy, you know, I like his moxie. He's like me. And my husband loves him. He was following him on Twitter already and just loved how he was responding to things. And I needed a bill moved or something, and I had to go see him. And I walked right in his office, and I demanded he put it on agenda. And he just starts laughing. He said, I don't think I've ever had any freshman member just walk in my office and tell me what to do. And I said, well, are you putting it on agenda? He goes, well, yeah, I'm going to put it on agenda. I love this, you know. So, and that was the moment we just became good friends. And so it's normal for us to talk regular. We run a lot of bills together. My term limits bill was with him. Social media with minors. There's a lot of bills that are really heavy lifts that he and I usually do together. And so we've every year we've done a lot of things. We stay in touch throughout the break. And I mean, we work well together. So whenever I got a couple of people and a lot of local people saying DOGE Pensacola, I told them, I said, add Pensacola to the list. Let's go. And that was the end of it. This was weeks ago. He said, Michelle, when I did that, he said, Michelle, we have several counties that have to be done first that actually have fraud, waste, and abuse. Because I told them, I don't think anybody's doing anything they need to go to jail for. Like, it's not like that. We just would love to have a second eye to do some, you know, what can we be more efficient on? Where can we create some process efficiencies, remove duplicate stuff, things like that? And So he said, Michelle, I'll add it to the list, but I've got some stuff that's really like pressing. And I said, well, of course, I believe that you do your thing. You'll be by eventually. Right. And then fast forward, I'm at this event and we're all together. So I had already said, add us to the list. And then I did that. I was like, and then Blaze is talking. And I said, I told you should come on out. I think you'd have a good time. And, you know, talking to James, I said, James, come on out. Let's go. I mean, I think that we could potentially find something somewhere. We're the oldest settlement in America. There's got to be something that we can be doing better with an outside eye. Right. So anyway, I mean, I just talk to these guys regularly. We're always pinging things off of each other. And I've done, that's why I travel all the time, Andrew. I was in Orlando yesterday with three different people on environment and wastewater pollution and the oyster estuary stuff, like what we did here.
Right, right. It was good stuff.
Just learning and yeah. So I'm always traveling, always having to raise money, always having to travel. But it's because the more I am around these people, number one, if I call them, they take the call.
Right, it's influence, of course. It's relationship, which is how politics works.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. You want them to pick up the phone. You want them to talk to you. You want them to hear you out. Hey, just a quick question on the tax thing. I think if you really boil it down, I think the reason you objected to the tax increase, aside from that we already have the lost, aside from we already have the Escambia Children's Trust, is if you have a 10% decline in enrollment and your answer is raise the price, which is kind of my take last week, you have the same thought is how can you not look for things to shuffle, reorient, you know, downsize? If you're only going to be using 90% of the kids, you know, servicing 90% of the kids, you can't say you got to have 100% of the facilities and the staff and everything else, right?
Exactly. I mean, and I am not telling them how to run the school district. That's why I stay out of their swim lane. I really have a lot of respect for them. And most importantly,
which, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just so people don't forget, you used to be the head of the PTA here in Escambia County. I mean, this is not you just talking out of your butt. This is like, you know,
I've been on every committee.
Right.
Yes, I know all this. I mean, I don't know all of it, but I know about a little bit enough. I know enough about it to know there's ways to fix the problem. If I go down to the Hall Center, there will be empty offices. So why do we need the Hall Center and the Bid Center? Like, why do we need all of this stuff? And I'm not saying those are the things to get rid of. These are questions that the community is asking, too. What is happening? If you did not have the option to raise the tax, what would you do?
Right. If you just couldn't do this, what would you do? Right.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to change I'm about to the point where I'm just going to do that amendment specifically that says school boards cannot raise taxes ever again. We're going to have some pretty heavy constitutional amendments. We are going to come at this very fiercely and boldly. The only reason why we didn't file anything last year is because, as I said on stage to over 1,000 of our, all over the world, all over the nation, people in the audience just a couple of days ago, we're walking this slowly because there is no way in God's creation Michelle Salzman is going to vote for a tax increase, you know, because I made a mistake and voted for tax decreases and wasn't thinking through it. So we got to fund public safety. We have to fund infrastructure. We have to fund education. But we don't have to just keep inflating a balloon because the balloon, you know, wants to get bigger. And, I mean, like I said, I have the utmost respect and love for all of our electeds here. And this is not personal, but when this has been literally what we created, a special committee in the Florida legislature to investigate this. They are meeting over the summer. Like, this is a serious thing. When the governor, when the president of the United States, whenever your state legislature, the people that sign your purse strings, the people that hold the purse strings that sign your checks are saying, we need you to reduce property taxes or we're coming for it. We will change the Constitution if we have to fix this crap. And that's why they're going around all over the state trying to find these inefficiencies. That's what Representative Andrade and all the other chairs of the Appropriations Committees did, too. They went through, they combed through the budget. They said, how can we reduce government waste in the state of Florida? Which is why one of the main reasons why session went so long.
Hey, Michelle.
We actually tried to doze. Yes.
I want to get one last thing in here before we let you go because we're almost totally out of time. And I love your passion. You know that. We're good friends. But I want to give you kudos because you just did something that not many people do. You went through Florida State University's Master's in Applied American Politics and Policy Program, the, I don't know how they say it, but the MAAP.
Just say map.
All right. But this is a pretty advanced thing that you did. It took several years to do it. And, yeah. I mean, you did it with one A minus out of all your coursework and everything else was A's?
Yeah, when I got the A minus, I was like, yeah, it's no big deal. And then as I kept going and I kept getting all A's, I was like,
dang it.
Man, I should have talked to the professor. I should have tried to get that grade up. But I took it very seriously, Andrew. I drove to and from Tallahassee twice a week to go to class. They only had one virtual class because they really want you in person.
Applied
politics and policy means you need to be able to apply it. So you should be around other people because politics is people.
Right.
So you have to be in person and really engage in all the different events. But I'm going to tell you, Andrew, it's going to be one of the most honored moments of my lifetime. And it's, I say that so sincerely. I mean, I got to help so many young kids get jobs, get interviews. I did letters of recommendation. I sent them to places in the Capitol that had openings and they taught me a lot too, Andrew. These kids were so brilliant and just so driven. I don't care what party they are. We had Democrats and Republicans and all the things were in all the rooms. And you know that because this is politics. So you have to talk about your stance on policy quite frequently, but honor of a lifetime. Sincerely, I'm just so humbled.
And I think it's a great capstone. I mean, your whole life, when I think about the trajectory of your life and all the things that you've done from back in the Army and single mom and all of that and everything in between, it's impressive. It really is. Hey, Michelle, we got to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in early. I appreciate
it.
And thanks for being a voice on some of this stuff and spending some time with us this morning. I always appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, thank you for filling in for me when I was gone. You did a great job, you and Jennifer. It was excellent.
Back to Florida.
I've been using that all the time. I've been using that clip. I play you all the time. Michelle Salzman, our state representative for District 1. As always, Michelle, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.
655 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're in Milton on Berry Hill Road and Anderson Lane, we've got a vehicle crash with roadblock right there. So avoid Berry Hill, and that will help your commute in. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What the Florida?
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vibe Irie. An innovative and multifaceted reggae party band from Pensacola. They play an electric selection of reggae, calypso, and trop rock hits, as well as original songs. So come on out and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
But this car could be systematic, hydromatic, ultramatic. Well, I could be Grease Lightning.
Well, you Talk about a song we probably can't play on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I was going, Andrew? Andrew?
Yeah. The original unedited version of Grease Lightning. I was singing as a kid and did not know what I was singing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our... Oh, hey. All right, David.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sure. All right.
What am I doing here? All right.
Is that more of an existential question, or you mean like which button should you press?
You know, just in the general sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're doing good work is what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Israel appears to be poised to move forward with a plan to take full control of the Gaza Strip. Media there reporting that a source in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says this decision has been made and that the Palestinian militant group Hamas will not release the remaining hostages taken in 2023 unless the area comes under full Israeli occupation.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. there is a zoo in Denmark that is asking you to get rid of your unwanted
local
pets to feed
their
tigers.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.